The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Live, we are live this morning from Radio na Gaeltachta. Can you believe that? In Cosla, which is in the heart, and I mean the heart of Connemara, and it is very beautiful here. Somebody said yesterday, you're like a human child of Prague. Where you go, the sun goes. And it was a funny comment, but it's not true. Well, it can be true. Yesterday, it was certainly true. Today, it's a mixed bag. But this is probably the most beautifully situated radio station in not just Ireland, but in the world. Because when you drive to work here, you're driving past those beautiful stone walls that the Saw Doctors sang about when they sang about the N17, and the sea on your left looking so gorgeous. And if you look hard enough, you'll see Clare and the Burn, depending which way you're looking. If you look another way, you're looking at the Aran Islands. And if you're looking somewhere else, you'll see wherever you look, there's something very, very beautiful. Although, interesting observation from between waking up from Galway City and waking up in the middle of Connemara this morning was yesterday at about 3 or 4 a.m. you hear the seagulls going quite mad. They're hungry, they're mad, and I don't know what they're longing for, but it's early and there's many of them. And they're in the heart of the city. And yet, when you wake up in the middle of Connemara, which on the sea as we were this morning, not really a peep out of the seagulls, which is strange. So I'm just thinking the seagulls should really be in the sea eating fish and doing the things they do. But they seem to have evolved into these mad carnivores who want burgers from Supermax and wherever they can get them and pluck them out of innocent people's hands. It's the oddest thing. Anyway, don't mind that for now. Here we are. We had the most beautiful day yesterday. We hit the ground running as soon as we left the studios and John Doyle's able hands there in the Galway studio. We headed into the city again because we wanted to visit the Collegiate Church, St. Nicholas Church. If you haven't been there, you must go in. It's a wonderful spot. And we popped in and had a lovely pot of tea with the Reverend Linda Pilo, who we've had as a guest on the show before. An absolute dynamo for the church and in her community, broadly speaking. Gave us a tour of the place again and explained that Gertie, the organ there, is being decommissioned. So they're on a big fundraising drive for that. And I didn't realise how expensive organs were. But then I saw Gertie and I realised, yeah, this is a big deal. So we had a lovely half an hour there, really. We met Laurie and Matt from Tennessee, who are part of that world now. And they also helped show us around. So thank you to everybody there in that beautiful, beautiful church. As I say, pass by, call in, say hello, and enrich your day. Funny, we met at a school tour on the move then. That got quite raucous. But they were lovely kids, and they were being given a tour of the city. He handed me his card. I just plucked it out of my pocket, actually. Brian Nolan, Irish folklore, myth and history talker. I'd love to do that tour. Anyway, galwaywalks.com, let's give him a mention, because he was giving the tour and he was really interested. He was pointing out the gargoyle sticking out of the side of the church there in St. Nicholas, and I kind of wanted to be part of the tour, and I was, because the kids hadn't spotted me at that point. And then they turned around and everything descended into toy show chaos in a very good and happy way. And of course, you can't really go to Galway without going to Charlie Burns' bookshop. So in there for a quick, I bought one book, a book of famine essays that I was really interested in reading more about, because this is the part of the country that suffered so much at that time. And for a tenner in hardback. I mean, that's the secondhand and new books, but you can't leave that shop without a book under your arm. That's the truth. So that was great. And it's so beautiful to look at that bookshop. So I found myself filming everything yesterday. It's all up on Instagram, Insta Tubridy. You'll find it all there. People following us around and giving us tips and have their own memories there. So that's quite good fun. The place, we got glorious sunshine wherever we went. We called it, of course, as promised, to Salt Hill. Wanted to get an ice cream on the prom, which we did. And it was Quinn's, the bonbon shop there. They've been there for 25 years. And it was father and daughter, actually, Joe and Andrea. And they said, please, if you want a 99, you have to make it yourself, pull the ice cream there. I made a bag of it and I tried to eat it and it worked out okay. I'd say I give myself about a 30% rating, which isn't really strong, but there's an act to it and I don't have it, put it that way. But great shop, 25 flavours of Sweet Rock. I thought there was only one, but there's 25 and they have them all there. So that was great. And then on we went. On out through on Spidale, where we stopped to get our sandwiches for the trip on the boat. That was the Alyssa G, was the name of the boat. So thank you to Niall Boland, who got in touch with us to say we'll come out with us, and we did. And his cousin Cahill and Niall's daughter Alyssa, after whom, no doubt, the boat was named. Beautiful vessel, small but perfectly formed. And thank you to Niall's wife Jeannie, who didn't get mentioned yesterday and was disgusted. And to save their marriage, I promised I'd mention Jeannie today. So Jeannie, not only will I mention you today, but we may even play a song for you later on, because I just don't want that to be a problem. You know. And we got scones there. There's a lot of scones in the air here, I noticed, because when we got to the Radio and the Gael Doctor studios this morning, sure enough, they said, there's a kitchen over there. I said, yeah. I said, in the kitchen, one of the members of the staff here and everyone in this place, it's busy, it's a busy spot, has been ridiculously warm and welcoming to us this morning. And it makes me feel, okay, I'm just going to move out to this part of town and just broadcast from here. Siobhan, can we do that? I mean, would you be okay if we just moved the whole kit and caboodle here? I think we could live with that, couldn't we? I mean, the air is better, the traffic is better, the people are nicer. I mean, this is just a better place. Family are from less than 2 miles up the road. So, I mean, it just feels like a better, more, I feel more grounded and rooted here. I think we should do this. Drag you all and your families, everyone, stay forever. Anyway, they have scones and muffins and everything. So I think we're going to have a tea party at 10 because I didn't have time to get it together. And everyone in the building's invited if they're listening. They're probably listening to Radio and the Gael. I do understand that, but they could be dual listening system with one ear on each station. Anyway, we did catch a couple of some mackerel and pollock, catch and release, I should say, and then on to on Catarua, which is where I went to Irish College and where my great grandparents ran the school there. And we got an ice cream. There were, just in case you want the full details, it was 2 brunches and 2 icebergs. There's 4 of us in the team on tour. And I saw the Hallania, where we did all the dancing back in 1980-something. And it hasn't changed a bit. The principal and the vice principal came out and said hello and brought me in. And it was gorgeous. And my Irish just isn't there, which is such a shame. I'm embarrassed about that because I would love to speak a bit more. And I keep saying it and it sounds a bit patronising. But actually, I really would, especially when I realise how rich it is and how people are so engaged in the language here. And yeah, I've got some work to do, and I really think I'm going to do it, because I'm fed up with not knowing and feeling a little bit ignorant, and it is our national language after all. So it was lovely to be there and to hear it in full flow. I think Connemara Irish is the most beautiful of them all. So let's have a look and see what happens there. Anyway, said I might track down Ciarán Beag, is the name of the little stretch of road where my Bannon Tea was when I was in Irish College that time in Colossus, Columba, and went up and drove up the winding road. And sure enough, I said, I think that's it. That's there was a big stretch of grass in front of the house, and there was a shed there. It's now converted to a house. And up we went, and there she was, Mairéadh Ní Donal. And we had such a lovely reunion and conversation. I was trying to figure out why she was so young looking, and she did explain ultimately that she was very young starting out. I mean, 21, 22. So I was kind of going, okay, because I was wondering, have I got the right person? I'm sure he did. But anyway, a most lovely human being she was then. She continues to be. And I want to say good morning to her and her beautiful family. And thank you for your welcome. We kind of hijacked you a little bit, but we met your daughter-in-law and your granddaughter and your sister. And you made me get on a little goofy car to drive around and to treat, what did you say, to make an Amadon of me, and mission accomplished, Mairead. I will see you soon, I hope. Thank you for that. Okay, that was the road trip, and which continues apace. Gosh, it was a beautiful drive this morning from the Connemara Coast Hotel right around. We kind of were going back on ourselves back to here to Castle, but what a pleasure that was. Let's have a little look at what you're saying, although that's a lot of chat about that, but probably worth it. We don't get out as much as I'd like to, so it's nice to do that. Let me just pay a nod of respect to Liam Brady, somebody I always enjoy meeting, who last night thanked RTE for some amazing memories as he quit as a pundit. I like the Nicola Barden's story in the Irish Sun, which says, "And then there were none." And there is a picture of Gilesy retired 2016, Dunphy retired 2018, Bill retired 2014, like Bill Hurley, of course. Bill O'Hurley and Liam retired 2023. That panel was the golden age in many respects. The panel, they still continue to do a cracking job, of course, but that's the panel I'll remember from the Italia 90 days and beyond. Anyway, wish Liam well. A big deal that was too. And do we have a little clip of Liam Brady talking about that? Let's see, hear what he has to say.
A great thanks to RTE for giving me the chance to sit here for the last 25 years and do what I do, was get paid for talking about football. What a dream job. My grandchildren are coming to the Aviva now to watch the matches, so I'm going to be with them.
Yeah, nice one. I understand where he's coming from. In less happy news, the Republic of Ireland under-21s fixture against Kuwait under-22s yesterday afternoon was abandoned following an alleged racist remark made by a Kuwaiti player towards an Irish substitute. That's from Andrew Horgan in the Irish Examiner today. Ireland were leading 3-0 in the second half, and when the incident occurred and the match in Austria was soon cancelled. Well, it's a couple of things on that. Racism in sport, they're trying to get rid of it and they're working their best to do that, but it's still prevalent, still a problem internationally. But for the Ireland under-21 team to walk off in the middle of a match because one of their teammates was offended, I say hats off. That took guts, and they're dead right. Make even if you're 3-0 up, fair play. Good on you. Making a good point. Stephen Kenny. I like Stephen Kenny, and I was kind of relieved for him when Ireland won last night. Because, you know, one day, you know, it's like that song, That's Life. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But they won 3-0 in Gibraltar, and it was there are a lot of photos of a very relieved Stephen Kenny. So let's hope that train stays on the track. James McLean has fulfilled a lifelong dream after he wins his 100th cap for the Republic of Ireland last night. Well done to him, and here's what he had to say.
It is stuff of dreams, like it's cliche, but it's a stuff of dreams. You know, you come up dreaming of representing your country, and the reality of that happens, you know, the chances are very slim. So to do it once is obviously extra special, but to do it 100 times and then get presented off the president, and it was a special, special night.
So well done to him. So big night for the Irish soccer teams last night. Okay, elsewhere, what do we got? Frank Sinatra's My Way. Okay, great song. A little hackneyed, but great song. It's been knocked off the top spot in this year's Funeral Hit Parade. More people have instead opted to play Time to Say Goodbye as their ultimate farewell track. This is songs at the end. Ed Sheeran's Supermarket Flowers is the most modern addition to this rundown. And FA Cup final hymn Abide With Me has re-entered the top 10. They reckon Queen Elizabeth's funeral helped that. Bat Out of Hell as a funeral song. That's a different take on it. The Only Fools and Horses theme and Johnny Cash Ring of Fire are all in there too. Okay. Gen Z. I like Gen Z. I mean, you know, Gen Z, I meet them all the time, I've only nice things to say. But in the British papers today, the Royal Navy is struggling to recruit submarine crew as Gen Z do not want to be cut off from their smartphones. They reckon they won't become members of the Royal Marine because they won't get signal in submarine. I don't believe that's a nonsense story. I'm not buying that. Designer J.W. Anderson wore an Ireland rugby shirt to take a bow at the end of his Milan Fashion Week show. Fair play. The Northern Irish designer, full name Jonathan Anderson, wore the green T-shirt on Father's Day, and this could have been an homage to his own father, Willie Anderson, who of course played rugby, as you'll know, and captained the Irish international team. I did not make the connection. Amazing. And he is the creative director of Fashion House Low, where he's become well known for surrealist designs. And Rihanna wore his red jumpsuit at the Super Bowl. And he is a rising star, no question about it, unless he's arrived already. But good on him. Here's a cute story too from Cork Bio. A horse that was left to die after collapsing on the side of the road has made a spectacular recovery, making his debut at a major horse show. Isn't that great? Less than a year after being found in serious condition on a roadside in Tipperary, Woody the horse has made his new owner very proud after taking home a second prize place at the Cork Summer Show in Curraheen. In October 2022, Woody was found lying on the ground in Clonmel, having been abandoned and left in serious condition. He was rescued, taken in by Cork animal charity My Lovely Horse Rescue, who rushed to the horse's aid. And by December, he was able to be adopted and found a home with his new owner, Oriana. And it was love at first sight. And then he won the award. Isn't that a lovely, heartwarming story? Well done to Oriana and indeed the charity. Nice work. And one last one, because I do approve of a daytime nap. I have to say, if you're just exhausted and if you can do it, the power of a 20-minute disappearing act into your head allows for, I think, a reboot of one's day. And it's proven to be the truth. Regularly finding time for a little snooze is good for our brain and helps it keep it bigger for longer. Yes to that, I say. And scientists recommended keeping naps to less than half an hour good. And they said a daytime sleep was hard in many careers, with work culture often frowning on the practice. We are suggesting, they say, that everybody could potentially experience some benefit from napping. But that's it, if you have the time. Let's take a couple of emails before we get some music to ryan@rte.ie. And the text number is indeed open for business on 51551. I am currently, says David, in Pontefract and Scarborough, and I miss Barna every day. I have a link to a webcam overlooking, looking over to the burn. That pretty much describes our view last night and this morning. Thanks a million for the mighty crack on your show. My kids and grandchildren have encouraged me to write a memoir. I've had it printed, but have not yet got it online. But I'll take the liberty of sending it. It starts in Mayo in the 50s and 60s. Bless you and have a blast in Connemara. Well, is there any other way to be? Thank you for that, David, and wishing you well. Kathleen O'Halloran writing to us from Paris, living in Paris for the past 40 years or so. I left home with one thing in my head. It's going to be better wherever I go. I could not wait to get on that plane and be free, or so I thought. I arrived in Paris on a hot, clammy day in September, and I remember getting out of the taxi in the Paris in the 16th district, very chic. I know that now, and I thought, my God, do people actually live in apartments that are so small? I'm saying that because I grew up on a farm in the west of Ireland in a cottage. It wasn't that big, but compared to this place, which was a very posh area, it was like a mansion. So I started working, got a bit more used to the way of being here, but God, did I miss home. The cafes are great for a while, the Parisian buzz is something to see, but I miss the friendly faces and the great crack we had at home. Everyone seems so serious here. Life goes on, I got married here, I have three girls, all grown up now, but any chance I get, I'm on a plane home. There is no place where you can have more fun and meet chatty, friendly people than you can in Ireland. Kathleen, you're not homesick by any chance. I'm getting a strong sense that you need to get back home very, very soon. Text 51551. If Des Bishop can learn Irish, so can you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, what a great... Didn't it? Thank you, Sean. His programme title was In the Name of the Fada, which was great. Great, clever name for a programme. Squawking seagulls is supposed to be a sign of bad weather, says Anya. Well, that's fair enough too. Loving your Galway shows, says Mags. I'll be there in a few weeks for 3 days in Roundstone, 4 days in Inishmore. Oh, that's pure heaven. Cannot wait. I like to linger near the tills in Charlie Burns' bookshop just to hear the staff answer every type of query. They know everything there is to know about books. I know. And, you know, I found that there was a woman at the till yesterday and she was trying to decide between two books and I was only dying to say, oh, go for that one. It was Robert Harris, the actor of Oblivion. I wanted to say, go for that. And then I thought, no, don't be so in people's face. Just let her off. But so I know where you're coming from. Regularly happens. I also have developed a weird habit of seeing books turned down or not put back where they should be and putting them back. I mean, that is just weird, and it's age. Johnny's in Mayo. I went down to make the tea. Did you mention the fishing trip yet? How did you get on? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Johnny. Are we just tailoring the show for Johnny in Mayo? Is that it? Just because he missed a bit. We have to go back now and tell him. Well, what I was saying, Johnny, was we threw in the feathers from the rods, about three or four rods on the go. A lot of pollock, which is a fish that I'm not mad about catching because there's no game in them, if you know what I mean. So, and they all go back home. We unhook and they go back in. It's the mackerel you really want, and then you're into tuna and cod, which I've never caught. But mackerel, a little bit of mackerel, not too much, but it was more the fun of it. I don't really mind if we don't catch anything. It's just the crack being out there, which is exactly what we did. So, Johnny, I hope that fills you in now and you can stick with us for the rest of the show so I don't have to go back on previous stories I've been telling. 9:25, it's Tuesday morning. We're live from Cosla in the heart of Connemara here. Lovely to have your company. Sitting on that boat, and it wasn't exactly a yacht now in Monte Carlo, but I tell you what, I'd much rather be where I was yesterday off the coast of Connemara than anywhere in the French Riviera. Although there were a couple of moments when it felt like a video from an old song I used to know back in the 1980s. I'm having quite an 80s buzz here in the last 24 hours. So musically today, we're going to start with this. Lovely. It's Duran Duran. Of course, we were essentially reliving that video on the boat yesterday in the blue seas of Connemara, and that's what that inspired that this morning. Another email from Dr. Peter A. Sloan. I am the GP on Katarua, and I understand you'll be in the area, which we were yesterday. I have a brilliant small team of staff, six of us in total, myself, my nurse, two secretaries, my phlebotomist and my manager. We're an old-fashioned, single-handed rural practice in which the GP lives in the community, what you might call a dinosaur relic of general practice. We know all our patients personally, along with their families and this community. We live here. Some of the younger children are attending Skulvic Dara, which, of course, all connects back to the stories I was telling you yesterday. My staff are simply fantastic all of the time, but particularly during the pandemic when we were under severe pressure to keep the show on the road and look after the local community. They were amazing, going above and beyond. And all five of them being my right hand, that allowed me under severe pressure to continue caring for my patients and community. So please let them know how wonderful they are. And the unseen force in general practice are the secretaries in particular. So, we wish you well. Thank you for the coffee invitation. There is only one of me in the village and I'm easy to find. If any way you can pop in for a visit. I'm very tempted, Peter Sloan. So let me see what we can do. We have a lot of things to do between now and later on this evening in and around the area. So we'll see. But thank you to Jarlath Keneally and crew. Listening to your fabulous description, he says, of Connemara, your Aran Islands, would love to fly yourself and the crew to the amazing Aran Islands for lunch. We'd have you back on the mainland in a jiffy. Oh, God, that's tempting. And I saw the little plane putting above in the sky yesterday, like something out of Indiana Jones. And I just thought, oh, I'd have a go. I'd love to be on that for a little while. Somebody, they were telling me just a second ago as Simon Le Bon was playing there, that somebody sent a message in saying that apparently we talk about pollock, the fish we were catching. If you smoke pollock, it tastes like crab. And I said, like what, like a roly? And I said, no. If you're cooking it, you smoke it. Oh, I said, okay. I thought some guy, you got a roach for me pollock. But no, of course they're talking about cooking. So there you go. You could also, if you don't want to smoke the pollock, you can just buy crab, or maybe it's certainly probably cheaper. I don't know, because it's not my gastronomical area of expertise, let's face it. We have a guest live in studio standing by, so let's introduce him to you all after this break.